Hello, this is Ernestine Young-Jones in studio with Tony Ross, a candidate for Bartow County School Board, District 1.
District 1, yes, ma'am.
And we're going to have an opportunity for a little Q&A today to learn more about Tony and his goals of becoming a school board member for the Bartow County School System. And I'd like to begin, Tony, by giving you an opportunity. I think many people know you already, but giving you an opportunity to introduce yourself.
My name is Tony Ross, and I'm a resident of Bartow County. I live on the Highway 20 end of the county. I've worked with the Bartow County Sheriff's Office for the past 17 years. Prior to that, I've been in business with my dad and such.
Okay. My goal is to allow you, one of the great things about this kind of setting is that you have the time to answer the question the way you want to. There's no buzzer saying time. However, if you get to going on for 5 minutes or more, I'm going to have to shut you down.
Trust me, I will not talk long. It's better to listen than to talk.
Okay, I want to begin by asking about your candidacy. Why are you running for this office? Why did you choose to do this?
Ernestine, it goes back to my experience in law enforcement. I had an opportunity to work with a unit. We served a lot of search warrants. And I'd go into these houses, and there's children in there. There was nothing we could do for them. We knew that eventually we would see those children on the streets. That tore us all up. And I think our school systems have a chance to educate and build these kids up, because sometimes in certain environments, they're not getting the attention that they need. And I feel like if I can become a board member, I can bring some of my experience and knowledge to the superintendent to help him guide the school system in the way it needs to go.
Okay. That kind of leads me to another question, Tony. In civic meetings, also in church, I keep hearing the same statistic, which is that prisons are built based on the population that cannot read at a third grade level. And taking a look at the governor's website, not the governor, but the state school board's website, 54.5% of third graders are at reading level in Bartow County. However, some 45% are not. So what do we do, or any ideas as to what we do for that population?
Well, that brings to mind, for the last year or so, I've been working with the homeless community that live in the tent cities around here. And the biggest denominator I saw that they have is education. We've got to get into our schools, whether it's volunteers, and I think we have a wonderful community that would step up to the plate and go into our schools and help with these students in the second and third grade. If we can get them on that third grade level when they go forward, we've accomplished something. And there's other areas that are doing this, and they're having wonderful results. Why can't Bartow County lead the pack and wonderful results with our kids?
I know that you have a beautiful daughter.
Well, thank you.
And so, therefore, you're active in the schools because you have a child in the schools, or had a child in the schools. Has she graduated?
Actually, she is in her second year at Reinhardt University. And she'll be going out of town this coming year to finish up her college career.
Congratulations on
that.
Thank
you. But I do have grandchildren in local county schools.
And this leads me to my next question. Have you had an opportunity to be active with the school board, if only as a viewer and observing what actions they're taking?
I have watched the school board for the last 4 or 5 years. It's something like, you know, don't sit on the sidelines and complain. Get up and do something about it. And that's why I'm here. I'm trying to get out there and put myself out there for all the citizens.
Recently, nationwide, there was a movement for students to walk out of class. And I had an opportunity to interview some students in the Cartersville school system. And some of them told me that they're angry, that they're afraid. They're not happy with the current situation of going to school and not knowing if someone might walk in with a gun or disrupt their school day in that manner. Can you talk about your thoughts on equipping teachers with weapons in the school?
Let me put it this way. when we were working assignments when I was with the task force and such, we did not announce to the bad guys, per se, what our plans were. I do not want to speak out on my plans for security because that would give the other team a chance to find out what we're doing. It's just like a high school football coach doesn't give the playbook to the opposing team at the beginning of the game. We're not going to give the playbook to the bad guys.
So I want to make sure I understand. You have thoughts about how to keep the school safer, but at this point you don't want to share them.
Definitely. I think that's something that needs to be need to know for those that's protecting our kids.
Okay.
I mean, if the perpetrator knows exactly our moves, they can counter that. And we've got to be smart about how we handle our safety.
I've read in your campaign literature that a tax cut for senior citizens is important to you. Did you speak with school board members following their vote or their discussion about it? And did you talk to those who were against it and find out why?
I've spoke with a couple about it. And my whole contention with this tax situation is that they signed a resolution, well, three of the five signed a resolution that blocks the citizens of this county from voting on the issue. And I think things like this need to go before the citizens, not just five members.
Are you personally in favor of a tax cut for senior citizens?
I'm personally in favor of whatever the citizens of this county desire. Yes, my parents are seniors. I'm 52. I'm approaching senior citizen status. But at this time, I believe we need to let our citizens tell us what they want.
Can you talk about something that the school board or school system is currently doing well?
Let me break it down. Let's go to the teachers. Our teachers, and my wife is a teacher with the Georgia Cyber Academy, which is a charter school with the state of Georgia. But our teachers are putting their heart and soul into teaching our children. And sometimes I think if you want the best way to teach a child, you need to go to the teachers and let the teachers tell us how to do this. With the new superintendent coming in, that's going to open up a whole new avenue, and we're going to have to see how he handles the situation.
So are you saying that the teachers are doing a good job then?
Teachers are doing a phenomenal job. And let's just let the teachers teach. That's what they're there for. They're there to help the kids. They go beyond their paycheck, if you know what I mean. There's not one out there that doesn't extend more time to their job than they get paid for.
And I'm sure in speaking with potential voters in your district and even considering to run for office, you've considered this question. But can you speak to an area where you would like to see improvement, whether you're elected or not?
Yes. Improvement in the availability to bring volunteers into the school system. Right now, well, I spoke with a lady the other day that was talking about the blue cards, which is a card that says you've had a background check. She only has a few volunteers for the school she's in. And I asked her if we could improve that. And she said, right now you're having to pay, a volunteer has to pay $45 to get a blue card. If there was some way we could figure out how to ease that pressure of money, she said we'd have 50 more volunteers in her school. That's a no-brainer. I mean, volunteers, you don't pay them. That saves the taxpayers money right there.
And I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek. I was recently part of a conversation where some folks were talking about volunteering, and several of the people there were senior citizens, and they said, you know, I don't do well with young kids. I might have to think about that old school form of punishment when I am exposed to some young kids. And I know that there are some parents who may be concerned about an influx of volunteers into the school system because there's a concern that possibly those volunteers may not conduct themselves, just the possibility, may not conduct themselves in a manner in which a parent may be comfortable, whether it be in speaking with their kids. And I know those volunteers would not be disciplining children, but any concern on that level that we don't always know the way that these volunteers may be conducting themselves, and it may not be in a manner in which all parents are comfortable with.
True that. And even with the volunteers, we need to bring in and make sure they, of course, they pass a background check. We need to do a little bit more than just say, you pass your background check, here's your blue card. We need to interview them. We need to have some form of supervision of them. And yes, there might be a few that are a little bit overbearing. Well, we'll have to ask them to volunteer in another manner.
Gotcha. Do you feel that board members have a role in the day-to-day operations of the central office or the schools?
Day-to-day operation of a board or for the board should be the superintendent. The school board members are there to assist, to govern, and to make sure the superintendent is actually performing in a way that is set up for them to perform.
What do you believe the role or understand the role of the superintendent to be?
That job has got to be one of the hardest in the county. Financial, personnel, education. That person needs to be well-rounded in all avenues of that job. Which one is stronger? I think education needs to be a top priority with them, and then understanding all the other parts of it.
In coming up with questions, we usually ask our listeners, our family, friends, for potential questions. And one item that came up continually, that some are saying that a former school board member, a member that was not reelected by voters, is attempting to influence the election by recruiting or advising candidates. Have you heard that allegation? And what are your thoughts about that?
My thoughts on the past is the past. We don't need to be bringing up all the, for lack of better words, dirt. We're moving forward. There hasn't been a unity within the school board. There needs to be unity. And if we're fussing and fighting, we can't have unity.
So then no one in your, if I understand you correctly, no one should be attempting to influence candidates or voters.
Everybody has their personal opinion, and there's no way anybody can control, well, we should never control people's personal opinions. Trying to control, let's say for instance, my opinions are made up of all voters in my district, in the county. You know, I don't just take it upon myself to run for what I think's best, but I listen to all the voters and decide from that which way to go.
Gotcha. This isn't necessarily dirt, but
good.
But it is a time that the school system might not have been shown in its best light. And this is when at least two former employees with the school system, a former administrator at the central office, and then also a former principal at Kingston Elementary, received settlements because of conversations or allegations they made of sexual harassment. Are you, if elected, how would you, knowing what you know, we were not part of discussions that were happening during that time,
right,
within the school system or the schools,
right,
but how do you think that should be handled? Because I think that is a reoccurring conversation in many businesses currently in terms of people speaking out about conditions in their workplace. So how do you think that should be approached? And do you think they have a robust, or from what you're hearing, that they have a robust reporting system, opportunity to report if teachers aren't comfortable with the way they're being treated?
That's what's really, for lack of better words, blown my mind during this campaign. I come from an environment that when you're sitting down making plans, you all are on the same level. It doesn't matter what your rank is per se, but you all have a input into how you're going to perform a task ahead. You're all free to speak your mind. Yes, we have a chain of command, and we should respect that chain of command, but don't hold something against somebody for speaking their mind. Because a lot of times you will learn, even if that person speaks something you don't agree with, you will learn from that. The stories I've heard from those situations you described, I'd rather not comment too much about them because we don't know the evidence. The evidence hasn't been put for me and you. I'd rather see the evidence myself before I make comment on that. But, you know, if there's a teacher that's afraid to speak out, shame on the board, shame on the superintendent, shame on the administration. Let them speak out, you know. Why do we want to cover stuff up when we can go ahead and handle it then? And come to the board or come to the superintendent with an allegation of those natures, that's personal to me, you're going to be protected, not punished.
I don't know the statistics, but I would say the majority of the employees with the Bartow County school system are female teachers. And I think in some of the conversations I've had with folks about volunteering in schools, a positive aspect would be an opportunity to bring more males into the classroom for the students. Do you think there needs to be a concerted effort to recruit more male teachers?
More male teachers. I think it's personality. I mean, what's going to be the best fit for the students, for the school? Male teachers are important, just like female teachers are important. I've really never give that thought. I believe when I was growing up, most of my teachers were female, and I turned out okay.
Okay. Well, Tony, we have been talking about 17 minutes, a little longer than I
really
thought we would, and I've enjoyed it. I want to end here, though, with an opportunity for you to have the final say, to ask for votes or tell people more about yourself.
Okay, tell people about myself. That is always the hardest thing to do. I'm not the type to brag. I'd rather listen to you or listen to somebody's story than to talk about myself. My family has been in the county for well over a century. I'm proud of this county. I'm proud of our schools. They really treated my children good back in the 90s. Yes, I'm a little bit older, but I'm just ready to do what I have to help the citizens, not only today, but in the coming years. Ernestine, I appreciate it, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you.